We are page 250. I'd like to start Siman Shin Tes Zayin. I'd like to clarify a little the halacha we had learned in Siman Yud Gimel, which the Mechabel says, Beged Sheshaitchen Al Pi HaChovis Lachasis. There is a barrel, and he wants to cover the barrel. Lo yishtachenu al pnei kuloi, so he's not permitted to spread out this beged on the complete chovis. Mishum oyel, was he's making an oyel. Elo yiniach tzas mimenu megul. He should not cover it completely. And we learned yesterday, we're not speaking about a poshet barrel. A poshet barrel, he has no intent to make an oihel. He's not making it. The intent is just to cover it, not to make an oihel. But this is an issa da rabbonon if you have a very wide receptacle. So it's nire ka oihel, which is a da rabbonon dikedin, and you're allowed to spread a beged over it as long as you don't cover it completely. That is this halacha. But then again, we mentioned yesterday, it's very unclear what is called a large receptacle, what is called which is osa, you can't cover completely, what is not called a large receptacle. So two yediyas, the Piskei Tshuvos brings down that you have the tremendous pots that when they cook for moizdis, for yeshivas, so there's a tremendous pot. He says that's called a big receptacle. That's something that size. And some in garbage cans outside, there are different sizes. A normal garbage can is not called a large receptacle. A larger garbage can could fall into this category. So now, let us talk about these pots or a garbage can. So if the cover is attached with hinges, no problem whatsoever. That the Mishnah Berurah says. If the cover is not attached with hinges, but it is recognizable that this is the cover of the garbage can, this is the cover of the pot. So there's a machlokes in this. The Mishnah Berurah seems to hold its osa. He's only matter when there's hinges, but the Piskei Tshuvos brings down Ataz and other achoinim that if, when one looks at this cover, one realizes and recognizes that this is the cover for this receptacle, so then there's no issa and the person is permitted to cover it completely. So we have a chilukei deis in this inyan. And again, it's very unclear and vague, but these are mishalim. He wants to give what is called a large receptacle, which this issa would be applicable. Now let us start Shin Tezayim. Hatzod tzipar d'roer. A tzipar d'roer, the Bir Aloche brings down, this is very small birds. They sing. They you can find them on the trees and they sing a lot. And they're small. And since they're small, they're very difficult to catch, to capture. They're very elusive. So now, Hatzod tzipa d'rer lemigdal shehu nitzad boy. So this migdal is a kliyetz, and it's like a cage. That means I pushed it into the cage, into this cage, I locked the door. So this accomplishment of this cage is that when I open the door, I can grab it right away. There's no place for this bird to escape me. So the minute he did this, is chayiv als meleches tzod. So this is a malach, this is one of the lamatas malachas. And he's chayiv al malachas, he trapped, he captured this bird. If he got this bird in a larger area, not in this migdol, he got it in a larger area, that he would try to capture it, the bird would be very elusive. So he's not chayiv av tzeda min ha-toyre, because it's not captured. Min ha-toyre, the malach is if it's captured. It's now under the shlita, under the control of the person. The small bird is only considered trapped and captured if it's in a migdal, it's in a kli eitz, and if he opens up the door and he wants to take it, he can take it. So if he didn't take it, it's trapped already. It was over anisa the raisa of tzod. Ushal tziporim, other birds which are not so elusive, like a pigeon, utzvi lebayis oylebiv lebivu shehem nitzoydim boy. So that means if I'll trap a different type of a bird, a pigeon or other similar to a pigeon, which they're not so elusive, I got them into a room, or I got a deer into a room, and there's no place for the deer to run to. That means, so if I go into the room, I can catch him, hold him. So that's also chayiv min ha-toyre. Oile bivor is a area, an enclosed area, shehem nitzaydim boy. That means if they find themselves in this area, so they're captured already. They can't run away. Chayiv. Vim einoi nitzoid boy. But if this area is large enough that we cannot consider that the animal is captured there, and we'll see the definition of this in the Mishnah Berurah, is poter avoloso. So that means I made this animal to be an amokim, which is not considered nitzoid, but it's poter avoloso, and let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Hatzod, hainu, so what did he do? As Meleches Seder, what did he do? Hainu sheposach shar hamigdol. This is, this migdol was like this cage, where when this tzipor goes in, I can catch him. I just stick in my hand and he's catched. Now, so what did he do? Sheposach shar hamigdol. Va'osa tachbulois acha nichnas hatziper lesoichoi. That he opened up the door and he did tachbulois that this bird should go into this migdol. Visogaralov. Then he shut the door. So he did two things. He did tachbulis to get it into this migdol, and then he shut the door. He didn't touch it. Afilu leitovsei adayin, afilu he didn't grab it, biyad, chayiv, he's chayiv already, because the tzipor is trapped. That means it's under his control. He just opened up this door. There's no place for this tzipor to run to. So it's trapped. That's Meleches Seder. Ki b'sagroi ha-migdol, by shutting the door, nigmaro ha-tzeda. So nigmaro, so here the Mishnah Berurah is saying there's two parts to this tzeda. Number one, he was mishtadl to get the bird into this migdol. That means it was whatever he was doing, somehow he made a tachbulah that the bird should get into the migdol, and then he shut the door. That's Meleches Seder min ha-Torah. Aval b'meshe hichnisoi lebayis. But if it wasn't a migdol, it wasn't a cage, it was a larger area. Afilu habayis katan. It's a small room. Vegam chaleinoisav stumim. And the windows are shut. So now we're talking about, we have a room, a small room. I got this bird into the room and the doors are shut. Now this bird has nowhere where to go to, out of the room. Adayin einay nitzit. It's not caught, it was captured. It's in the room. I can't get out of the room, but it's not captured min ha-Torah. Shetivoy shel atzipor dror she'einay mekabel moros. Atzipor dror is a bird that likes freedom and will not accept to be controlled by someone else. Vedo babayis kibasod. So it's irrelevant if it finds itself in a house or if it finds itself in the field. So when it finds itself in the house, shenishmat mezovis lezovis. So he'll go into this room. The bird will not comply to his request. The bird will run away from him. Ve'einam yechaylem letovsoi, and he can't grab it. We'll see. He can't grab it right away. Lechein eninikra tzeida midereis. That's not called tzeida. We'll see soon. Lemigdol shaleitz. So this is like it's a kli eitz that it's trapped there. V'nase kekluv godo, u'bebiver mikri karfifeis amukofim legad lom shom. A biver, which says, it's talking about a tzvi, so it's talking about an area that's surrounded with mechitzes, and you're megadol animals there. Sheheim nitzoydim boy chayiv, now he says, he explains like this. Litzdodim ktonim, the bitziporim, by birds, v'chem b'shar oifes ein echayiv, ad sheyei habivo v'abayis mekoire. You need two conditions. Number one, we're speaking about birds, so if there's no roof on it, so forget about it. A bird is not daunted by mechitzes, it can fly over the mechitzes. No, speaking about this, a roof. V'gam chaleinoisov stumim, and also the windows are closed. Shu yochel livroyach derech shom. So if the chaleinis are not shut, so the bird can go out through the window. But tzvi v'shar chayis chayav afilu einoi mekoire, by a deer, even though it's not covered, gam chaleinois v'psuchim, it's also called trapped in a room. Sheheim nitzoidim, that is if, by shutting the door, they're trapped. Lafuki. So what is he saying over here? Imabayis v'abiva godu she'ein yecholim letovsoi b'shchiya achas haynu b'ritza achas elatzorich li'nofesh koydim she'yagiyenu le'mikro tzeido di'araise av shuhu mekoyro. Umemele atzeideyu shom b'bayis Ebedivo Chayiv, Ayla Kamon, Mishtabulasim Kotan and Ches. Now, let us just say what the Mishtabulah is saying. There is the, when is it halachically considered the animal is trapped, the bird is trapped? So, Rav Nissen Karelitz explains this halacha. That means, if I decide, it's in the room, there's a bird in the room, a pigeon in the room, there's a deer in the room. If I decide to chase it, I want to get a hold of it, I'll get hold of it. That means if I'll make ishtadlus to get hold of it, I'll get hold of it. There's no problem. So that means it's called tzad already. So it's considered now in my, under my reshus, under, it's considered, it's trapped by me. It's under my shlita, under my reshus. If by, I'll try and chase it, I won't get it the first time. It can run away from me. The area is big, it can run away. I have to think to do something extra to catch it. So it could be after 2-3 times I'll catch it. But that is not called, it's nitzid. Nitzid min ha-teire means that if I'll make a hishtadlus, the hishtadlus will be successful the first time. You don't have to think of other things to do. That is called nitzid min ha-teire. And that's also. So then it matters. If we're talking about a bird, you have to make sure that the windows are shut, if the windows are, or if there's a roof on top. By a tzvi, the windows could be open. The deer won't jump out the windows.
The deer came into the room, and you can get hold of it in one move. It's already considered tzeder?
Oh.
So then,
just one second. So now, let's talk about such a case. The deer came into the room, and I shut the door. So now the Mishnah Berurah said, before that when he spoke about Seder, he said something very interesting. I was mishtadl to get it into the room, and now he's under my control. Later we're going to have, if the deer came into the room and I shut the door, I'm also chayiv. So now we have to understand, why did the Mishnah Berurah say that two things? He got him into the room and he shut the door. If you shut the door, you're also chayiv. So the nafka mina will be, if I shut the door for a different reason. Now I want to shut the door. It's cold, it's other reasons. I want to shut the door. So if I shut the door because I want to trap the deer, so then it's called Meleches Seder. I trapped him. I went in by itself. That's irrelevant. Abu Lamaisa, I trapped him. So Memele, so this is also. If it went in by itself, so it matters. If I shut the door because I want to trap him, that's also called that Seder Dereis. It's called, maybe I told it. If I shut the door for another reason, then it's as far as muta. That means, so that's not called Meleches Seder, since the pula I am doing is not to trap the deer. So then there would be muta. But it seems if I started to get into the door, then there wouldn't be such a head. I wanted to trap him. Then by shutting the door, it seems that's a gemar of getting him in here, and then that would be chayiv. So that's, but if I shut the door to trap him, it's awesome. It's also minat Torah if I want to trap him. The Dirshu brings down, he says, this is a very vague translation. That means like this, I shut the door and if you chase after it, you'll get him. So the Dirshu brings down, it means, but this is a very vague terminology. There are people who know how to chase animals. There are people that don't know how to chase animals. There's an Odom Beinoni, there's an Odom Godel, a Giba. I mean, what is the... What is the formula? When is it called the Tzeder Dereise? So Nissen Karel, it says it's called a Tzeder Dereise. If a normal person who knows how to trap animals would trap him there and I shut the door, that's called a Tzeder Dereise. If I personally cannot trap him there, but it's called a trap because in this matzah, a normal person who knows how to trap animals, by he's trapped for a normal person that knows how to trap animals. He tells Shaila, he says, what will be if a normal person can't trap him, but the person who put him into the room is a person that could trap him. He's very strong, very fast. But he put him into a mokim, which mitzad the mokim, he's not considered a trap. Mitzad the person who put him in, he trapped him because this person can get him. So he doesn't know if that's an iser d'oraisa or there's not an iser d'oraisa. If you look at the mokim, a normal person can't catch him. If you look at the person who put him in there, it's called he trapped him. So that's a
possession. Is there any difference between a behem and a chayim?
No. Later we'll see this halacha perhaps a chayim is more difficult to. I mean, there's domesticated animals, that's another parsha. There's no union of tzeda there.
So if you have a parakeet which is living in your cage in your house, and you open up and to feed it, and the parakeet flies out into the room. You catch it again and put it back in the cage. You do over tzeda?
So now the shaila is if you can readily catch it in the room.
With difficulty.
That means with one hishtadlus, it's not muchach, you'll get it.
No, you have to be very quick.
You have to be very quick. Poshet is not poshet. And then this parakeet, if the door would be open, it's fly out also.
Probably not, because the source of food is here.
So stay here.
Yeah,
but exactly. But here it's not trapped. Here it's not trapped. And I'm making it trapped now. L'chayre, it should be yosa. I mean, I'm making from the Rabbonan to what the Rai said. That means, at the present time, I won't go outside, but I can't catch it here. So this is a tzeda de Rabbonan. When I put it into the cage, it's a tzeda de Raisa. L'chayre. Okay, it should be like that. That should be the cheshbon. Shahim nitzaydim. We are simen shin tazayin the mishabura sif cotton dalit. Shahim nitzaydim. Yeah. Lafuki mabayis vabiba godosh in echem l'tovse b'shchiya achas. Oh, this we said. Oh, yeah. Ashayle dog min hayom. L'soich safo shel mayim. I had a fish that was in the yam. So in the yam, it's not litzed at all. And I put, let's say, a receptacle, or I put it now into a area, l'bich el-soich bichas samayim. So it's not in a yam, but it's in a spring, and it's lehavi tzeide shegam shom nishmat lechurim ulestokim. So it's even though it's in a smaller area, I was mitzamsim the area that this fish could run away to, but lemaisi can run away, so that's not called tzeide. Fine. Now, Bain Lakama Mishnabur. Hatzod Ari, Eine Chayev, Achi Achni Senu Lakipish Loishul Nesabo. Now, Ari, let's say an Ari is not daunted by walls or anything. That means I got Ari into a room, the Ari could break down the walls. So he's not. So it's not called I was Tod. I mean, I got him in the room. Fine. But he can get out of the room. So Mamela, so it's only if you in the cave where he is, that's called that he can't go out, then it's called so. Now Vimena nitzed by Potter Avalosa. But if I got someone into an animal into a room that you can't grab him with your first attempt, you have to think of tachbulis. So mina Torah, that's not called captured, but it's min rabbonon, it's osa. I mean, I put him in the room, but perhaps if they start, I'll be able to catch him. So it's also min rabbonon. I'll call us sifkoi. Valkein tzipar dror shenichnas labayis derech apesach oyachalim. You have a tzipar dror, which is a small bird, a sparrow, that entered the house. The door was open, the window was open. So now in this house, you can't consider him that he's captured, because it'll take you a good half hour to catch him. But now to shut the door, he got in, there was an open door, and this bird got into the room. Now to shut the door, so he's now in a matzav. If I'll chase him for half an hour, I'll be able to catch him, which is a tzeder de rabbonon. If I leave the door open, there's no tzeder whatsoever. He came into the door, he can go out through the door. And it's cold. I want to shut the door because it's cold. So now, I have a problem. If I shut the door, there'll be a tzeder de rabbonon. If I keep the door open, it's very uncomfortable. So he says like this. Like this, if for taking about for any other reasons, also lizker a pesach v'chaloyin, you have to keep the window open, you have to keep the door open, because by shutting the window, you accomplish this at tzeder de rabbonon. But ubizman akir, but what if it's called? Sheyesh lo itzar tzino o itzar acher. He can't leave the door open. Kosav achayodom the mutter linoil, he's allowed to shut the door. Im ein kavonosi rak lahatzel minakir. He wants, it's cold. Ve'ein eroitze klal b'tzeides hatzipa. He has no interest to trap this bird. Kiven the ein boi tzeida deiraisa. So lamaisa, so you have to understand what we're speaking about. We're speaking about that when the door is shut, this bird is not trapped. That means trapped would be if I chase it, I'd get it after the first attempt. It's not trapped because it'll take me a good half an hour to try to catch this bird. It's only a derabonon. And it's a psikresha derabonon. That means I don't have kavona to trap the bird. But by shutting the door, it's going to be trapped. So the chayodom is matter, b'mokim tzar, by etzeder de rabbonon, the chayodom is matter that you can close the door. So others say the reason is it's a psikreisha d'loy nichalei, and then he said the rabbonon, b'mokim tzar, that means we're putting together a lot of factors to be matter this. He's not mechaben to trap it. And that's a psikresha will be trapped. And it's like nichalei, he doesn't really want it, he doesn't need it. And it's b'mokim tzar. So, and he said the rabbonon, they were mekel.
How about the trap that we put in before Shabbos to catch the mice?
The traps?
Yes.
You do before Shabbos is no problem.
No problem? But it's going to get caught on for Shabbos.
No. But you put something on the flame before Shabbos, it cooks on Shabbos also. It's nicht gefährlich. You put it on
the same thing with a deer, if I put it on my lawn, I put a trap to catch him on Shabbos. That's also mutar?
L'chayr, so far it should be,
A net and Shabbos
to do this in Shabbos, it would be awesome.
No, I'm talking to put before Shabbos, a net in the ocean, or in the
lechayre, lechayre, it should be mutter, so far, I think so. Because you're not doing anything Shabbos. So here we're speaking about whatever is being
done. But it's like I'm doing, I'm just comparing it to laundry that I started before Shabbos, and it was finished on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to do that.
There's different.
The melacha was finished on Shabbos.
Yeah, yeah.
And over here, if I'm putting...
Then there's different reasons. The Isa is not of the Malach, it's of Shemitzlse, it's noisy, and those make it...
But it's the limited Malachot, Tzad, Shabbat.
That's you do it on Shabbos. That's you do it on Shabbos. The laundry, if you did before Shabbos, is zichr no iser de reise. There's no iser of kibbutz. There's no iser of kibbutz also. There's an iser of the rabbonon. It's noisy. People might think you did it on Shabbos, but there's no. You're talking about something that
different.
Yeah, here you're talking, I didn't do anything Erev Shabbos. I just did something Erev Shabbos and everything happens in Shabbos. Like you put on the light and it's burning in Shabbos. This is...
But I saw it, you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, Erev Shabbos? Okay, then we'll come
You're not to. Allowed to make the laundry half an hour for Shabbos.
I'm telling
finished.
You there's a different reason. The reason is...
Maybe I was not reading it right.
Avshenulse. It's very fulsome and it's noisy. People might think you did it in Shabbos, but that's the only. Out kibbutz, there's no shayla. Out kibbutz,
no shayla of what?
Of washing. You're doing a malocha de reis.
The machine is washing it.
Yeah, you're not doing anything.
Yes.
So here the trap is catching it also. I mean, there's no chilek. I'm not doing anything. But the iser is not out kibbutz. The
is
over there.
It's like I'm putting the news on a timer to open the radio 5 o'clock because it's a very important football game in America. So the radio is gonna boom, boom. It's gonna open.
There's no Issa there.
Also,
there's a Rabbonon. It's Avshelusa. People might think you put it on in Shabbat. I mean, that's
it's maritime.
Something like that. Something like that. But here we're talking about this
okay.
is different. Okay, Steve Bates. Hatzod Tzvi Yosham Oysuma. A person went and captured a Tzvi that was sleeping or he was blind. Chayiv. So he's Chayiv. So what is the Chiddush over here? So let us see the Mishnah Berurah.
They didn't notify them.
What? No. There's a chiddush over here. We're saying there's an isel d'irais over here. There's a svara to say, there would be a svara to say, and that's what the Mechab is talking about like this. There's a svara to say, I trapped him. He's sleeping. He's trapped already. I didn't do anything. That means the melocha of tzod is to trap a bal chai. He's sleeping already.
My job, I'm waiting for him to sleep.
Good. We're talking about he was sleeping already, and now I trapped him. Are you chayiv? Yes or no? The Mechaber says you're chayiv. I trapped.
What? He's blind. The deer is blind.
That's the second case. He's blind. Yeah, or he's sleeping. Just for a second. That's so it's me.
A snake could spritz on him a poison.
Yeah. Okay. Who adin shaminim v'chein kosev eliyah rab? Okay. Yoshan aysumen. So he's chayiv. It's called I trapped him. Would mean I trapped him, he's sleeping. The honey, these animals, a tzvi, the honey, dalkon lishomet kshemagishin yad odom, they'll feel that you're touching them, they're sleeping, they're very light sleepers. And if you go to touch them, they're going to run away. So it's not called that it looks like he's sleeping and then he's blind. You just touch, it's going to run away. So it's called, if I did trap him, it's called Seder. It's not called he was trapped already. Normally, an animal that you touch and he's capable of running, he's going to run away. So, and if I did a puller to make sure he shouldn't run away, I'm called a tzod deiris. While kengshe tzodoi, when he trapped him, I would say the mamish. Masha enke, now let's go further. Chayiv. So this case, she chayiv. Sleeping or blind. Chiger, but what if this tzvi limps? He can't run quickly. Oy chayle, or he's sick. There's two translations of the sickness. Either he's stuck in mamish sick, he has a sickness, and because of the sickness he can't run. He's weak, he's exhausted. Or he's exhausted from running so much, so he can't run further. Or he's okay, or he's old, he can't run. So what did I do? I captured something that without my capturing, he's captured already. That means in the matzah before I captured him, he's captured. So Potter, says Potter mi derab, it's Potter mi natoira and chayv mi derabon. He's okay. For who adin cotton? What if this animal is a cotton? The cotton mikra koyim shiyochel lovitz. He can't run. So if he can't run, so my mele, so without my action, he's trapped already. So mid rabbonon it's also, that's, yeah. Potter avolosa. Valkain, kshemaitzi lefomim al neves chole monachas aladech. You're walking by and you see a rabbit that's lying on the aladech. It can't run away. I can't move. So this is a tzeidah de rabbonon. That means even in the present status, I can very readily catch him. So it's called, it's trapped already. But I do a pula to take it into my shlita. That's also mid rabbonon. Likach oisa mishum muktzi. Can somebody take it because it's muktzi? Now we're going to have a very interesting aloch. Hamishase kelev acher chaye b'shabbos. Mishase kelev means that he raced on, he instigated this kelev
to run after the animal.
You're sending the dog to catch him. Yeah, I'm sending the dog to catch him. Havi tzeidah. So this is called tzeidah. So now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Havi tzeidah. Hainu. Im loy oso ba'atzmai maise klal. So he says like this, if he didn't do anything, rak ba'meshe shisa sakelev, he instigated the kelev, ba'kelev tfosai, avi rak tzeido mida rabono. It's a tzeido mida rabono. That's because the kelev did it, he didn't do anything. V'im oso ba'atzmai gam kein maise lozeb. But if he contributed his action to help the kelev, kegayim, shaborach hatzvi min hakelev, the kelev was chasing this deer, and the tree was running away. V'hoya oyev v'yogeya, and the tree got very tired. V'hoya hu reidev achro, so he started chasing. So he started chasing this tree also. V'isigoy akelev al yedeze, and because he chased him also, so this slowed down the tzvi, and now the kelev got it. Havitzei the gemure. So this is called, that means, that's a deraisa. V'afilim rak omad befonov, afilu he stood in front of the tzvi, v'ifiloy, and he made the tzvi Fatumult at Shigia Kelev Svosoi, Havigam came told the Tzeder Machavish came Derech Hatzayodim. So Derech Hatzayodim means, since that's the Derech Tzeder, normally that is how you capture animals. That means the dog chases it, and if the dog is not capable of doing it himself, so you are Mishtatev with this, so your Shutra, that's the Derech Tzeder. And you are chayiv.
I had a few months ago, I was Shabbos walking, and the mother of the deer, she gave birth right away on the spot. And the baby was on the floor for like an hour.
It's a cotton, so that's, I mean, the, to capture the zikha b'yad
ha-rabbanan. My question is, if an animal, dangerous animal, like a fox or something, to kill it, I'm allowed to protect this deer?
You want to protect the deer?
The baby is on laying down on the floor.
I understand.
Or to scare him?
To scare him wouldn't be a shaila.
No problem.
But to kill him, that's a shaila of the tilus neshama.